on this episode of Counting Cars.
Like a surprise, my son's for his 16th birthday with a 1970 C10 pickup truck.
All right. This does look nice, man. I mean, I don't want to touch somebody's truck, especially out here, because I know he's got a gun.
What are you doing out here?
I'm waiting to find out who owns this truck, because I want to talk to him about buying it.
It's my truck.
I had one of our artists sketch out a rendering.
That's not what I asked for.
No?
No.
This is to honor my grandfather.
Right.
Vegas is a gambling town. Most people bet with chips. I bet with rides.
Look at this.
And I always go all in.
Wow.
What would you take for this? I'm Dan, a.k.a. The Count. And this is my all-star team. We find them, fix them, flip them. Sometimes I keep them.
This is 30G.
I can't help myself. For my crew, every job's high stakes. And we can't afford to lose. This is Counting Cars. Rolling, my man. I want to get this Lambo fired up. I want to pull the wheels off and dismount the tires. I think I'm going to powder coat these rims. Yeah.
Hey, Danny. Sorry to interrupt you guys.
It's all good,
man. You got 1 second?
Absolutely.
This is John. John, Danny.
John, Danny. Nice to meet you, brother. It's a pleasure. Where are you from?
Connecticut.
Connecticut?
Yeah.
It's like a Texas guy coming in.
Connecticut cowboy.
All right, cool. What are you doing out in Vegas?
Well, I had an idea.
Okay.
My son turns 16 in a month.
Good luck with that, man.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
He's a good kid, good student, never gets in trouble. You know, a son and father can be really proud of. And I had this great idea to surprise him for his 16th birthday. Big surprise.
Okay.
But a 1970 C10 pickup truck.
All right.
Nice.
All right.
My son does not know I'm here. I'm supposed to be on a business trip in Boston, and the whole idea was to come out here to design this truck. So when we come back out here in a month to surprise him, it's gonna be priceless.
I think you're gonna start something here, because it was my father that got me into my first car and got me addicted on this stuff. Just coming up on 16 years old, man. So I think you're starting a nightmare here, brother. But I don't have anything of that era, so we're gonna have to find the right truck to start off with. But this one is a 65 Chevy, which is older but closer to the body style you're talking about.
What I'm looking at right here, I love the bench seat.
Yeah.
Okay. Color-wise, my son loves black.
Awesome.
Okay, maybe a nice white stripe on the hood.
Awesome.
Okay.
I love it.
And then maybe on the interior,
uh-huh.
In the middle,
uh-huh.
Do a stripe.
Complement each other.
Yes.
Let the interior complement the outside.
Absolutely, yes.
And brother, man, your son's going to trip out, which I think is, to me, there's nothing more important than a father-son relationship.
And
I think it's awesome.
True.
Yeah.
He's my son.
Yeah.
He's also my best friend. You know
Amen.
What I'm saying?
So. Amen. This is a way cool project. I love it. I'm thrilled to be part of it. I love the build. It's going to be a great truck to do. But I am scared a little bit of the time. 4 weeks is really quick to find this truck and build it out. I got some shopping to do. I got to find a 70 C10. I'll catch up with you guys
All right,
in a bit.
Thank you.
Thank you
so much.
What's up, Mike?
What do you want, Rolly?
What do you mean, what do you want?
I got stuff to get done.
It's not the big thing. It's just...
What?
I wish I could airbrush.
I don't think you'd be that good.
Why you say that?
I don't have a lot of confidence in you.
Then you can teach me, huh?
Why would I want to teach you?
What are y'all doing?
Rolly's irritating me.
I tried to have him teach me airbrush. What was you teaching?
I'll tell you what. I'll show you. Lift up your shirt.
Uh-oh, yeah.
Really?
I'm not playing.
I'm telling you.
Lift the shirt up.
Hey. Come on.
Oh, God,
this is getting horribly late.
Hey, you better not airbrush your logo with that stupid horny mic.
No.
Oh, yeah, that's cold.
Hey, stay still, Rolly.
Hey, that's tickling, Mike.
You get excited, I swear I'll smack you.
You better not airbrushing fat on me.
Hey, the fat was there before I started.
What are you talking about?
There you go, buddy.
Nah. You are officially muscular.
Is it six-pack
to eight-pack, brother?
From up here, kind of look...
I think you look tough.
Yeah?
You look tough.
Badass, huh?
That is true.
Hey, Grandpa, you're the next, huh?
Look at my rib.
That's just disgusting.
Rolly got him a six-pack on him? I'd love to have one of those on me. It would make me taller, but boy, it'd make me younger.
Don't mess with me. I just came from the gym.
You're an idiot.
Hey, And then I've got these four in the wings ready to go through the buildings after that.
Okay.
Yeah, how you doing today, sir?
How you doing? What's up? My name is James. I'm from Ohio. I spoke
to the other. Oh, yeah, I'm Kevin.
About Model T.
Yeah. This is Scott.
Nice to meet you, brother. How you doing today?
James called us a couple weeks ago. He wants us to build a miniature replica of an old fire truck. I'm not sure why he wants it, but he's got $12,000 to spend, so I thought it'd be a cool project for us to do.
I had one of our artists sketch out a rendering.
Okay.
I just thought we'd use it as a base point.
Sounds great. Cool. Come on in, James. What's up, Horny? This is James.
James.
This is what you're working on right here.
It's basic, but, you know, this is what we did.
All right. That's not what I asked for.
No?
No.
It's a golf cart. And I was looking for a go-kart, a smaller scale Model T-style go-kart.
Saw that just now, too.
This is for my grandfather. This is to honor my grandfather.
Right.
Who just recently passed away. So,
is it not feasible to get this?
No. I think it is.
You know the neat thing about a rendering is that's the first rendering. Then once you get here, we take it to where we're going.
Yeah, okay. This tells me you hate this, so obviously this isn't the one.
Don't freak out yet.
I'm glad James can laugh about this, but I definitely dropped the ball. And now that I understand his vision of the Model T fire truck, it's back to the drawing board.
So what are you actually going to use it for?
Well, where I'm from in Ohio, anytime we can drink and have a parade, that's what we do.
I think the best thing is, since you're here, tell Mike what you're looking for exactly.
So the Model T Ford go-kart is actually more of a roadster style front with a big grill.
The New York Fire Department, the ladders on the side. Is this what you were looking for? I mean, are we getting those things right?
You're close. My grandfather was a member of the Midway Fire Department in New York. So they have a different shield.
Okay.
And then I wanted to add a siren on the front.
That's a slow old one. You know what I mean? I can't carry it too.
He sounds like when he's hungry.
Or getting ready to mate.
I'm a wilder beast.
That was worth the trip.
We've never done anything like this before. I don't know what it's going to cost us, but I'm hoping $12,000 should be plenty enough. We'll see how it goes. Mike, if you wouldn't mind working up a second rendering.
Yeah,
that
sounds
great.
All right, great. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
In the office.
All right,
okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
Bro, let's just make this easy then. If you want to sell it, let me buy this truck off you today.
We're out of gun range. Well, why don't you shoot for it?
No pressure.
So I've got these two customers. One of them wants a 1970 Chevy C10 pickup truck. The other one wants a miniaturized Model T replica fire truck. Problem is, I can't get started working on either one of them until I find them. So while Kevin and I, we go do our thing and look for that C10 pickup truck, I'm going to send Scott and Horny Mike over to the only guy that I know that might have that miniaturized Model T to get started on.
This is awesome. Isn't this something?
You're the king of old. Look at all the old stuff.
Yeah.
These all look like big cars. Well, I thought we were looking for a little go-kart thing.
Well, we've got one here. And I'm Gary. I'm retired. Now I just work on Model T Fords.
It's a pretty tiny little guy.
This is a parade car. This is something extra special.
Yep, this baby runs and drives and everything. It's got all the bells and whistles on it, except for a bell or a whistle. You got the grill on there.
Yeah, he's trying to highlight the stuff on me.
It's pretty sharp.
Polishing a turd.
Put the windshield back on, paint it red, and you're rolling.
Will it fire up?
Absolutely. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. I'll pull this cord. It's going to...
Nope, doesn't start.
It spins. It spins like a top. So what do you think?
Realistically, I think we can build it into what we need it to be. I just have a lot to do to it.
Right. What do you say to 1,050?
I'm thinking more like 800, man.
800.
You're haggling like a couple of old ladies. What's going on here? Come on.
How about 9 1/4?
I could do that.
Deal.
I was ready to kill both of you.
It's all
thanks,
yours.
Thanks, Gary.
I haven't been out in this neighborhood in a long time.
Feels straight.
Straight?
All right.
Let's see what we find, man.
Oh, Shannon, what's up, son?
I think I found that Chevy I was looking for.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah, it's right here in the parking lot.
We're on our way.
Yeah, man, keep an eye on it. We're on our way out.
All right, sounds good.
Last week, A customer came in to order a customized truck as a surprise birthday gift for his son's 16th birthday. Now, we've been searching for this C10 high and low for a week now, and we haven't found anything yet. So hopefully, Shannon is right, because I've only got 3 weeks left, and I don't want to let John and his family down.
I've never even heard of this place.
See any sign of Shannon?
No, I don't see any.
Did you see any sign of
him? Oh, there's Shannon's truck. Oh, there's the truck.
There's the truck.
What's up, brother?
What's going on, man?
Thank you for calling us on this, man.
Growing up in Hawaii, if we're not at the beach surfing, we're in the mountains hunting. So I love going out to the range and shooting at targets. And the last thing I expect to see is the truck that we're looking for.
Is it for sure a 70?
It's definitely the right body, so.
Yeah. You haven't seen the person that owns it?
Nope. Nobody's come out to it yet.
This does look nice, man. I mean, I don't want to touch somebody's truck, especially out here, because I know he's got a gun. I'm just looking. In the 1950s, singer Dinah Shore told America to see the USA in your Chevrolet. And as a country recovering from World War II, people were anxious to hit the road together. By 1970, America loved road tripping, and the C10 became the favorite camper truck for families looking to pull their trailers. People made their memories in these trucks, and maybe that's why more than 700 songs reference them to date, more than any other car brand ever. Shannon, this is a monster score, because as far as I'm concerned, all I need is a good body. And this body looks great. And I don't have to talk them into selling it, because it's got a for sale sign on it.
Should I give them a call?
Yeah.
It's an awesome truck.
Dude, it's awesome. It's right. It's the right one.
Yeah, nobody's answering.
I'm camping out. I don't want to leave till I talk to the owner of this truck. You know, if he's selling a project, more than likely that means he needs to just get out of it. Jeff, my brother, what's going on, man? How you doing, bro?
Good, how you been? Long time.
Fancy meeting you out here. Last time I saw you was over at the Leatherneck Club.
Imagine that.
I know, dude. Jeff, we go way back. Riding days, troublemaking days. Jeff's a long-time buddy.
What are you up to?
I'm waiting to find out who owns this truck. I just want to talk to him about buying it.
Really?
Yeah.
It's my truck.
Are you serious? Dude.
Good to see you.
I didn't even know you had this.
Yeah, I picked it up about 5 years ago. I was going to fix it up, but right now I don't have the funds to finish it.
Bro, let's just make this easy then. You want to sell it, let me buy this truck off you today.
What are you willing to pay for it? It's a question.
Come on, man. I don't know, dude, because I don't know what you've got in it. You just tell me what you're thinking, man.
I gotta have 6.
All right, well, dude, we're gonna make this happen. I was really kind of thinking more around 45, to be honest with you, because of everything
that's,
I got to do.
That's not gonna work.
Come on, yeah, man.
I can't do 45. You know, I could come down to 55, but I can't go any lower.
Can you just meet me at 5?
I can't go any lower.
I really thought this negotiation is going to be a breeze. Jeff and I, we go way back. But every dollar counts on this project, and that $500 difference is really kind of a holding ground for me. Come on, meet me at 5, man.
There's no way. So we're at a gun range.
Yeah.
Why don't you shoot for it?
What do you mean?
There's 6 targets up there. You hit 4 or more.
Okay.
It's 5. You okay. Hit less than 4, it's 55.
You're on. This is going to be funny, man. I usually hold firm when I'm negotiating, but because Jeff is a really good friend, I'm willing to shoot for the $500. And hey, I'm feeling kind of lucky. From here, how far away is this?
20 yards.
About 20 yards.
Danny doesn't look real comfortable. That target's 20 yards away, it might as well be a mile. One down. Nothing. Missed.
2 misses, 1 hit. So these next 3, you have to hit all 3.
No pressure.
Thanks, man.
Do exactly what you did on the first one.
All right.
Do you remember?
No. I'm gonna give it my best shot, man. Man.
Yeah. Winner right there.
Man. Shoot. Dude, you just got your price on your truck, brother. Thank you, brother.
Can I get a ride home?
I give you a ride home, bro. I give you a ride anytime. No excuses. Bottom line is, I got the truck I'm looking for. Cost me $500 out of my pocket, but my shopping worries are over. Now I just got to build this truck in 3 weeks. Whew. At least I got one.
All right.
I'm ready. Bust it out, baby.
Wow. Absolutely gorgeous.
John and I, we were trying to figure out the best way to surprise Drew. We're going to take a little tour. I got my old C10 over here. You're like a truck guy, aren't you?
Yeah.
This one's talking to you?
Yeah.
The guys have been busting their asses to get this beautiful Chevy C10 done in time for John's big surprise for his son Drew's 16th birthday. We've only had 30 days to make this thing bad. Ryan did this amazing, beautiful black paint job on it with traditional white rally stripes and did all of the accents in hand-turned silverleaf. It's a very old-school technique, and when this thing is done, she is going to be gorgeous. In the meantime, after a little bit of a design snafu, we got all the correct parts now to do this miniature replica of this Model T fire truck for James. It's done. It's cool. He's here. He's going to check it out to see if we got it right.
Ready?
All right.
Roll it!
Bust it out, baby.
Roll it!
Wow. There we go. That's good, Rolly.
I'm speechless. I mean, this is... It's amazing. I mean...
Yeah.
Flashing light.
Yeah, man.
The paint, the engine 313, the shield with the gold leaf. It is right on. This is absolutely gorgeous.
For a little truck, this turned out to be a pretty big challenge. James wanted a miniature old fire truck to drive in local parades to commemorate his grandfather, who, like James, was a firefighter. And we were able to track down an antique go-kart, and we did a complete redesign to make it look like a Model T fire truck. We added the ladders, hoses, and tanks, and, of course, the proper department shield. And what fire truck would be complete without a bell and a siren?
I don't even know what to say, guys.
James, would your grandfather be pleased?
To be able to honor my grandfather, I mean, this is amazing. Just, I mean, incredible job, just unbelievable.
Awesome.
What they make this for? I mean, obviously they don't go with this to a fire. I mean...
Well, they did, but it was very small fires.
Oh, campfire.
Campfires, that's it.
I don't know about you, man, but I think you ought to take this thing for a spin now.
I got another surprise
for
you.
All right.
I know it would be distasteful to put horns on it, so I got you a horn.
That's awesome.
It even goes with it, you know?
I know, that's awesome. That's awesome. The fire truck's absolutely gorgeous. I know my grandfather's looking down, and he's just completely in awe.
Fire it up, baby, hit the bell!
That's what I'm talking about. James trusted us with his unique vision to pay tribute to his grandfather, who was a firefighter, and I am so happy that he is just thrilled with the way that this Model T fire truck came out. Thank you for trusting us with this project.
Thank you.
A month ago, John came into the shop looking for a 1970s Chevy C10 pickup truck that he wanted to surprise his son, Drew, for his 16th birthday. Now, finding this truck and customizing this truck in 30 days was a monster challenge, but my team pulled it off. This truck is absolutely beautiful, and now the entire family have come into Vegas for the big surprise, and I cannot wait to see the look on Drew's face when he finds out that he is the proud owner of a brand new Chevy C10 Counts Customs pickup truck. We're going to take a little tour, walk around, show you some stuff.
That'd be awesome.
Is that all good?
Yes.
Well, let's start with some bikes over here. John and I, we were trying to figure out the best way to really surprise him on this. We decided, bring the family down on the vacation, come down to the shop, and let's go for a tour. We'll look at different vehicles, and we'll just make this truck part of my collection. I do have some strange things. This is my hearse, 67 Cadillac.
Do you plan to use that?
Actually, I have. It's set up like a limo now. It seats 9 people.
The casket is empty, right?
Well, you know, I think.
I don't keep secrets from my son or my family, but this was one secret I just had to keep, and I can't wait to see the look on his face.
Here, check these out. Check these out. These kind of match each other. I was going through my black and white phase here. I got my old C10 over here. This truck is just cool, man.
It is cool.
I've had this truck 17, 18 years now. Rebuilt everything on it, man. I've got a small block 350 in it. I've got the turbo 350 trans in it. Power steering, power brakes. It's pretty sweet. Out of this entire building, Drew was zeroed in on that truck. When I saw that, I knew we hit a home run. He just couldn't take his eyes off of it. You're like a truck guy, aren't you?
Yeah.
I can tell. I can tell. Yeah. This one's talking to you?
Yeah.
We did all kinds of crazy things. Put a steel cowl induction hood on it. Yeah. We even did our own custom instead of a C10. For yeah. Counts Customs, it's a CK10. Of course, my man, Horny Mike, I can't leave him alone anywhere. He had to make me a horny gas cap. So, interior, how's that for an interior?
Oh, that's nice.
It's bad, ain't it?
Yeah. Is it automatic or manual?
Automatic.
Oh.
It is automatic. You want to take these?
Sure.
Cool.
Drew, we've been keeping a secret for you for a while. And for your 16th birthday, happy birthday, Drew. This is your truck.
Really?
It's your truck, buddy. Keep up the good work.
Oh, my God. So cool. It's so cool.
We built this truck for you, man.
Thank you.
Bro. Congratulations, oh man. We didn't have a lot of time to do this truck. To see it go from a decent truck to a showstopper, I mean, this truck is absolutely gorgeous. The silver leafing, it's a classy, cool, old-school touch. I love the Horny Mike horned gas cap. And I'm thrilled to see this amazing gift come together. It's perfect. You want to take it out?
Absolutely. Yeah.
I'm still kind of in shock. The truck's amazing. I mean, Dad, I can't thank you enough. The greatest surprise for my 16th birthday ever.
I love you, buddy.
He's letting him drive. Oh, boy.
You got to think you put your foot on the brake.
Yep. Oh, boy. That's reverse, Drew.
Nice and easy. She's got a lot of motor. Go nice and easy, brother, man. Take your time. We're in no rush. How does it feel?
It feels great.
Awesome.